Christmas is not about Santa Claus and presents. It is about Jesus. We started this month saying the Word became flesh. When God spoke, God was born in a baby. God was born in a baby. 2 weeks ago, we went a little step further and said that the flesh became light, a light to our feet, so that we would know how we should live. Not how God can live, and we're going to be stranded way behind, but how we should live, how we should desire to be. God didn't come to show off and say how wonderful he was and how useless we were. He came as an example for us. And today, we're going to move that on one bit further and say the light became life. I want to ask you all a bit of a weird question. Think about this question. How would you answer this question? Can we be sure of eternal life? Do you know where you're going when you die? Or is it just a vague hope? Certainty of eternal life. Most religions believe that you earn your salvation. A lot of religions believe that. Buddhists, Sikhs, Hindus believe in reincarnation, that you have a good life and next reincarnation you'll be in a better place. You'll have more status, you'll be a better and improved model. But if you lead a rubbish life, the next time you come back, you're lower down the food chain. Goodness me, I hope that's not right, because I'm coming back as an amoeba next time round. We lead horrible lives, don't we? When you think about your life and you think about the person that you walk past that's putting their hand out and you walk past and you go and buy a coffee in London, we don't lead wonderful lives. But most beliefs think you have to earn your belief, earn your salvation, earn eternal life. Islam believe that you have to stack up points. Like the prayers, there's points. I think Brian called it barakah. That you go on pilgrimages and you get more points. You get more points. And when you meet your maker, as long as the points on this side are bigger than the points on this side, you've got a chance of getting in. But it's not certain. You don't know if you're going to make it. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses that almost use our Bible only believe that 144,000 are going to heaven. The rest, they're just going to be on this new earth somewhere. Do you have a certainty of eternal life? Well, some Christians say, well, it's not for us to judge. That we will never know if we've got eternal life or not because it's for God to judge. And you can open the Bible and you can pick out verses that back that up. It's for God to judge, not for us to judge. But does this mean we can't be certain about our salvation, our eternal life? For many Christians, it's I hope so, or I think I've done enough. And normally that follows a really bad sin. Someone's cut you up and you swear at them. Or you drive too fast, or you barge someone out the way so that you can get the cab in London, or the train, you can get the spot. And then when someone asks you at that point, are you going to hell? You think, oh, I've been a bit bad, maybe not, but I do hope so. A number of people from this church have gone to Kazakhstan. We saw people from different backgrounds and different beliefs. Me and Derek spent a time with a chap called Ayan. Really lovely chap. But he asked me straight, can you be certain of eternal life? And without thinking, I said, yes, I can. I know I'm going to heaven. For him, that was arrogance. That was so arrogant that we would ever dare to know the mind of God for our own salvation. I wonder where you feel in that, where you put yourself. Do you know that you are going to be going to heaven to live eternally with the Almighty God? Well, I suppose the best place to look is Jesus, our example. In Jesus, there is life. Jesus describes himself in so many ways as life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is what we're going to be basing the sermon on. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But he also goes on to say, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become a spring of water welling up in them to eternal life. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. So much of what Jesus is described as is life. But is that for us? Or is that just for Jesus? Let's look at this verse. I am the way, the truth, and the life that we see in John 14. John is a really different gospel. If you've read the other gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, you can almost see them side by side. You can parallel them because they're written as a story of Jesus, his life. John was written in such a different way because it focuses on God's deity. It focuses on Jesus being God, not just being a really wonderful man that lived a great life. So most of these are going to be coming from John. Most of these examples are going to be coming from John. I am the way. In today's society, that's politically incorrect. All roads lead to God, what we keep getting told. All religions are okay. It means you're doing all right, you're doing good. Jesus says no. I am not a way, not one of the many ways, but I am the way. Politically incorrect. HR would have had words with Jesus if he'd have said this. I am the way. Acts 4 says this. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Jesus is the only way. Jesus makes a way for us. In Jesus' death, there was nothing that death could do to hold him. All the sins of our life were thrown on him, and there was nothing that death could hold him because they weren't his. So death had to release him. And Jesus says in John, I go to prepare a way for you, a place for you, and will come back and take you with me, so you will all also be where I am. There's no ambiguity in that. Jesus said, I am coming back for you. I'm coming back for the ones he loves. I am the way, the truth. The word truth here is not just true or correct. It's something much more than that. It's truth. It's absolute. It's fact. It is unequivocal. It's a big word that's used here. Quite often this word was used when describing Almighty God. But in John, it's used 24 times to describe Jesus. Jesus is absolutely true. There is no deceit found in what Jesus says. When John uses this word, most of the time, the word truth is used to describe Jesus. How many of us could say that? That people say that we are absolutely, perfectly right. Anyone? I'm so pleased no hands went up. But this is how Jesus was described. He is absolutely true. And what he says will not be wrong. And we saw in the previous slide that Jesus has prepared a way for us. John 8 says this. And remember, Jesus is so often described using this word truth. If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is here to set us free from sin. We were tied by sin. We were completely and utterly captive to sin before we knew Jesus. And the truth, Jesus, will set us free. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus often describes himself, we saw that in the previous slides, as life, the bread of life, living water, the resurrection, the light of life. Everything in Jesus is life. Jesus did not come to die, but he came to be raised. Death was something he had to go through so that life could come. He came so that life would be for us. He beat death. Death had no hold over him. In his resurrection, there was no claim on him for death. Jesus did nothing to deserve it. And in the most famous verse of the Bible, the promise of life to us, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Why? That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Can we be bold enough to say that we are certain of eternal life? Well, if the Bible is true, then yes. The Bible is filled of prophecies, promises of God. 2,500, if you go to some commentaries, it's up to 4,000. But 2,500 prophecies are in the Bible. 2,000 of them have already been filled. The chances of that just accidentally happening are astronomical. It's like winning the lottery 3 weeks running without buying a ticket. Pretty good. 2,000 have already come true. 500 of the ones remaining are about eternal life, the second coming, what it's going to be like, the new heaven, eternal life with God. Can we be certain of eternal life? I want to say a bold statement. I am. I'm absolutely certain of eternal life. And I'm absolutely certain that I'm going to meet God in glory and he is going to invite me into eternal life because the Bible says so. Isn't that wonderful news? When you think of Christmas and you think of the baby in the manger with the little straw around him and the sheep and all the drool and the smell. That's not what Christmas was for. It was for eternal life. A life where God desires our company with him for eternity. How could anyone desire my company for eternity? I get bored with me. But God desires a relationship with us. But eternal life doesn't start when we die. We can't just say, whoopee, I'm saved, right, I'm just going to sit here and wait. Eternal life's now. Let's do what God asks us to do, to go and make disciples. That this life that we're going to lead when we're going to live to 60, 70, 80, 90 is a blink of an eye. It's nothing. Because we're going to have a million years with God. And then when that million years is over, there will still be more. Eternal life doesn't start when we die. It starts right now. Is it because of anything we've done? Is it because of anything I've done? No way. It is a gift of God. Ephesians says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this, not of yourself, it's a gift of God." So when you've done something silly, when you've had an opportunity to talk to someone, and when you've cut someone up because they were just so annoying and driving so slowly, don't think, "Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me so that I can come in." He's already done it. On the cross, he did all that was needed. We don't need to help him out. The crucifixion wasn't not quite enough, and he needs our help to finish it off. What he did on the cross for us was it. There was nothing more that was needed. And we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for the boldness that we can come and say we have eternal life, that we could dare say that we know the mind of Christ, that we know your mind, that you have accepted us already. But we can be bold and we can say that because your word says it. Your word has promised that for those who love you, for those who desire to follow you, for those who seek you, for those who are saved because of your blood, eternal life is there. I long for a day when I will come and meet you in glory, where I will be in heaven with you. We see that picture in Adam and Eve, where Adam is walking with God, and I long for that time. But Lord God, while we're on earth, give us a boldness, give us a desire to serve you, that more will know, that more will come into your amazing kingdom. Change us, Lord Jesus, into the people you want us to be, that everything we do will bring glory to your name, because you are the Lord God Almighty and there is none like you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy that looks down on us and say, I love you, my child, my son, my daughter. Amen.
Captured by your holy calling, set me free. You're faithful, faithful one. You're so faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father God, throughout this year.
There's a psalm that says, I would have despaired unless I believed to see the goodness of my God in the land of the living. And 2016 would be a really good verse to apply that it's not what we do, it's what Jesus has done. And the fact that he loves us so much, he's called us to his side to walk with him forever. And if we get it wrong, he's already covered it. But there is an adventure ahead of us, and it's adventure with you and Jesus, me and Jesus, and us together and Jesus. He has plans, and you figure very much in it. So get adventurous. Okay. Service is now closed. I think we're going to sing a bit more maybe. But if you would like teas and coffees, if you want to go through next door, and we'll be serving them up. Okay, and just to say, next week,
to